Isinilang sa Vietnam, unang tumira si David sa Sydney bilang refugee nang siya ay may 8 taong gulang pa lamang. Katulad ng maraming kabataang Australiano, nakaranas humitit si David ng marijuana nang siya ay nasa high school. Ito ang una at huli niyang paghitit ng pot dahil hindi niya nagustuhan ang lasa nito. Sa edad na 19 taon, addict na siya ng heroin.
You numb the sensation, relaxed, nothing bothered you. You know, so all your worries or all your problems, you know, didn't seem to matter so much anymore.
Nang lumaki na ang gastos upang tustusan ang kanyang addiction, si David ay naging supplier ng bawal na droga at natapos sa kulungan ng 3 taon. Tumagal ang addiction ni David ng halos 20 taon hanggang isang pangitain ang tumulong sa kanya upang humanap ng tulong.
I'm 40 now. I think I looked at the 60-year-old guy and I didn't want to be a 60-year-old still dependent on drugs and yeah, it was time for a change.
Hindi alam ng pamilya ni David ang tungkol sa kanyang addiction ng halos 20 taon.
That would be shameful, yeah, to stop to having a problem, yeah, let alone drug problem, because they're pretty straight, pretty law-abiding citizen. So, certainly well that they didn't know nothing about it.
Si Professor Marie Tison ay isang Senior Research Fellow sa Drug and Alcohol Research Center sa University of New South Wales. Sinabi niya na maraming kabataang Australiano ang susubok sa alcohol o droga minsan o 2 beses sa kanilang buhay.
So the most common drugs consumed in 12 to 17-year-olds are alcohol and tobacco. In terms of illicit drugs, the most commonly used illicit drugs in 12 to 17-year-olds is cannabis. But when I say common, it's only 1 in 8 who will have used cannabis in the last year. And in terms of other illicit drugs like ecstasy and methamphetamine, again, it's only 1 in 50.
Si Kelvin Chambers naman ang pinuno ng Drug and Alcohol Multicultural Education Center o DAMEC sa New South Wales na kung saan si David ay kasalukuyang tumatanggap ng patuloy na konsultasyon. Sinabi niya na maraming kabataan ang nag-eeksperimento sa droga at alcohol na hindi naman nagiging addict.
Usually we find kids that develop a dependency is not necessarily because of the drug or alcohol itself. It's for a whole range of issues. And it's usually used predominantly as an inappropriate coping mechanism. So when parents or families find kids that have been using at home, usually it's just one bit of a whole big picture of kids having pressure from school, not coping appropriately with friends, finding a whole range of different sorts of stressors in their lives.
Samantalang isa sa 5 Australiano ang nagsasalita ng lingwahe maliban sa Ingles, ipinakita ng datos mula sa Serbisyo ng Pambansang Paggagamot Laban sa Alkohol at Droga na sa pagitan ng mga taong 2012 at 2013, halos 87% ng kanilang mga kliyente ay isinilang sa Australia. Sinabi ni Kelvin Chalmers na ang kakulangan ng representasyon sa mga migrante ay maaaring dahil sa pangambang kaugnay sa paggamit ng bawal na droga sa ilang komunidad na may magkakahiwalay na kultura at lengguwahe. Idinagdag niya na ang presyon ng pagtira sa isang bagong bansa ay maaaring dahilan ng paglaki ng paggamit ng bawal na droga.
Intergenerational clashes, they come into a new community. There's a whole range of pressures as they try and fit into a new community. There's a whole lot of baggage that they bring across from overseas. And usually we find the kids that get into trouble are the kids that haven't been able to develop good coping mechanisms.
Si Don Ennis ay manager ng YODA, ang Youth Drug and Alcohol Advice Service Helpline. Naging tigasuporta siya ng nakakabatang tao at pamilyang naapektuhan ng droga at alcohol nitong nakalipas na 20 taon. Nagkaroon siya ng mga kliyente mula sa nagkagyerang bansang katulad ng Vietnam na pahiwalay sa kanilang komunidad o nagkaroon ng matagal na trauma dahil sa giyera.
Growing up in Australia where they were sort of almost torn between two cultures of family expectations and culture, and then at the same time, so not quite fitting in with family expectations and cultural norms of what their parents and elders felt, but at the same time, coming to Australia and perhaps not quite at that point feeling they were part of the mainstream.
Ayon sa kanya, may magkakatulad na paraan sa paggamit ng bawal na droga mula sa mga bagong dating na komunidad na tumakas sa mga away sa kanilang bansa.
More recently, this is not universal, but we've seen very similar circumstances with young people from, you know, Middle Eastern and African backgrounds with a very similar sort of migrant pattern and a very similar story. It helps us to sort of move beyond this idea of drug and alcohol related problems being about individuals making poor choices or people not trying hard enough or doing bad things.
Si Theo Chang naman ang National Program Manager at Group Counselor sa Family Drug Support na nagtuturo sa mga miyembro ng pamilya tungkol sa paggamit ng bawal na droga sa panahon ng kanilang paghihirap. Sinabi niya na ang mga magulang na mga migrante ay kalimitang naghihirap harapin ang addiction sa bawal na droga ng kanilang mahal sa buhay.
For many migrant families, coming to a new country is bewildering in itself. But they've had to really work and work really hard to provide to their children things that they themselves may not have had. And for many migrant families, for that child or that family member to then use drugs in a way that's chaotic and disruptive is a big slap in their face.
Kung sa inyong palagay, maaaring gumagamit ng bawal na droga ang miyembro ng inyong pamilya, ipinapayo ng mga eksperto na magbalak ng isang bukas at tapat na pag-uusap sa kanila. Sinabi ni Professor Marie Tison na kung makakakita kayo ng pagbabago sa kanilang pagkilos, maaari kayong magsimulang magtanong ng harapan.
If you're noticing that your children are withdrawing from friends and family, or if there's a change in their friends, or dropping their school work, that there are signs of hostility or depression, or they're wanting to borrow lots of money, don't necessarily assume immediately that drugs are the cause of it. We would suggest that you start the conversation with, "I noticed you haven't been yourself lately."
Ayon kay Kelvin Chambers ng DAMIC, mahalagang manatiling kalmante at hindi naghuhusga kung matuklasan nilang ang bawal na droga ay nasa kanilang tahanan. Ito ang kanyang mungkahi kung paano dapat isagawa ng mga magulang ang kanilang pag-uusap.
Tell me why. What sort of feelings are happening that you feel like that has to happen? And to start that dialogue in a safe and comfortable way.
Sinabi naman ang Better Health Program ng gobyerno ng Victoria na dapat maghanap ng impormasyon tungkol sa bawal na droga ang mga magulang upang magkaroon sila ng kaalaman kapag itinataas na ang issue tungkol sa bawal na gamot. Hindi nila ipinapayo na gumamit ng mga ultimatum subalit subukang turuan ang kanilang mga anak tungkol sa kalusugan at paraan ng buhay. Ayon kay Kelvin Chalmers, ang pag-uusap tungkol sa problema ng mga migranteng pamilya ay maaaring nakakahiya at nakakabagabag.
The family itself draws further and further away from the community contacts they so desperately need. Go and look for help for a range of services that are available in local community centers, local health centers. It's confidential and it's ways to work within kids and within family trying to address some of the issues they're facing.
Nag-aalok din ang parent link ng pamahalaan ng ACT ng detalyang payo kung iniisip ninyong meron kayong miyembro ng pamilya na gumagamit ng bawal na droga. Nagpapayo silang sumubok at ihiwalay ang kilos ng mga kanilang miyembro kasabay ng pagpapakita sa kanila na sila'y mahal ninyo at nag-aalaala sa kanilang kapakanan. Subalit paalalahanan sila tungkol sa inyong pagpapahalaga at kung ano ang hahayaan ninyo sa inyong tahanan. Sinabi ni Theo Chang ng Family Drug Support na kalimitan, kailangan din ng mga magulang ang suporta.
We've got two opposing forces where the user is probably not ready to stop using, and the family are in all different sorts of stages. You know, they start with denial, and then they become really emotional when they accept that there is drug use. You know, they feel, you know, all the pain from, you know, from anger to fear and anxiety to guilt to grief, a whole number of things.
Kung kailangan ninyo ng confidential na suporta, magtungo lamang sa www.drugs.health.gov.au o tumawag sa teleponong 1-300-368-168 o sa inyong doktor. Para sa tagasalin sa lengguahe, tumawag sa teleponong 131-450.